First, I think it's worth acknowledging that faculty who have come up with a fairly focused and clear set of goals may not need to change them as they move online. But we have found that many faculty do want to tweak them. Learning online requires a bit more self-direction and clarity in the minds of students as they encounter the material. And it can be a lot to manage. Working online in multiple courses with a lot sitting in front of your computer all day in Zoom meetings or working through all kinds of tests and readings can be tiring. Students can lose focus. So the goals and the objectives need to be very clearly outlined so the students can move through them in a more self-aware process, can manage their own progress towards the goals that you've set. That means they can manage their assignments and activities better. Second, it's going to be stressful for them to keep up with all of this. So they might require goals that are more focused on a less is more approach, where faculty focus on the main goals of the course, and those that are really secondary or tertiary goals of learning might be pared down for students in an online environment. I've had many faculty go through a backwards design process of developing their goals, and they start with those that are foundational, that are going to be more paradigmatic, kind of transformative for student learning. And then secondary goals are really the content that's required to meet the first goal. And then the third goals are usually those that are just content that faculty hope that their students will be familiar with by the time they leave the course. And I often see faculty paring away or paring down that third tier of goals. The things that they just hope students will be familiar with, they try to focus very closely on the main learning goals. I see faculty jettisoning entire units or some readings that they feel are just not on point with the primary goals of the course.